And now to Scotland.
Think about Scotland, and many will picture men in kilts. Never is this more the case than during the Highland Games. From May through September, clubs and clans compete in a series of sporting challenges across Scotland. Some games are more well-known than others, ranging from the tug-of-war and hammer throw to the shot put and the most famous of all, tossing the caber, where contestants must throw a heavy log of Scottish pine to land as upright as possible and tip over to the other side. The games date back to medieval times. Clans competed as preparation for battle. Clan chiefs were able to assess participants to select bodyguards, fighters, and messengers, as well as entertainers to keep them amused in their free time. They used everyday items that were easily found, such as stones and logs, and these are still used a millennium later. Clans still exist today, preserving tradition, but without any political power. They compete in the games, proudly wearing their tartan colors. Over 100 games are held during the season, starting with the Athol Gathering at Blair Castle in Perthshire. The Athol Highlanders are Europe's last remaining private army, acting as personal bodyguard to the Duke of Athol, chief of the Clan Murray. They begin the games with the March On, an impressive parade of pipes and drums. The most famous event is the Braemar Gathering in Aberdeenshire. Patronized by royalty since Queen Victoria's first visit in 1848, last year's event was attended by the then Prince Charles, Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, and Princess Anne. The Braemar Highland Society's aims include the preservation of the kilt and the language and the culture of the Highlands. It does so successfully as the gathering, which takes place on the first Saturday of September, attracts some 10,000 visitors every year. While contestants must be members of the Royal Scottish Highland Games Association, which is the official governing body, anyone is welcome to go and watch. The games are an unforgettable experience, a true celebration of Highland culture and tradition, with craft stalls, bagpipe music, local delicacies, whiskey, dancing, and, of course, big men in kilts throwing heavy objects.